From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. To Congress now, where the House Ethics Committee announced that it has begun a wide-ranging investigation into the scandal surrounding former Congressman Eric Massa. The New York Democrat resigned last month after an explosion of allegations of sexual misconduct. Now, Ethics Committee members want to find out who knew about Massa's conduct, when they knew it, and what they did about it. NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook joins us now. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Robert.
And first, remind us of what happened with Eric Massa.
Well, Eric Massa is the congressman from New York, a Democrat who was elected in 2008. This was his first term. Last month, allegations started to come out that he had made sexual advances to staff members. He had groped some of them, and he resigned amidst this scandal. And then he famously exclaimed on Glenn Beck's show on Fox News that he had not only groped staffers but had tickle fights with them, that he lived in a group house with a bunch of his young male staffers. There's another issue here, and that is that the Washington Post is reporting there's an FBI investigation into public corruption of Eric Massa. That's over large payments out of his campaign and official accounts before he resigned. But the Ethics Committee investigation deals with the allegations of sexual harassment and misconduct.
But the Ethics Committee has no jurisdiction over former members, and Massa is now a former member.
Yes.
So what exactly are they doing here?
Well, that's what's interesting here. The Ethics Committee released a resolution, the resolution that the committee past saying that they are looking into who in not only staff, but who among members of Congress themselves, leadership and staffers or any employees of the House representatives knew anything about these allegations and what exactly they did with that knowledge. They make it very clear that this will be a wide ranging investigation with some depth, and that if they find out or decide there was any possibility of misconduct by a staffer or someone who knew about these allegations, they will immediately start investigating that person as well. So this was a pretty remarkable resolution that was released by the ethics panel.
I gather just releasing a description of what they're about to investigate is remarkable.
Yeah, Robert, we almost never know what exactly they're doing on the inside. And to have this resolution released, some language from inside the committee is pretty amazing. You have to guess at why they might do that. There are a couple of reasons. It could be that they want to make clear that they're serious about these things. In fact, they say that in the resolution, that they want to make it very clear that employees of the House of Representatives have a responsibility to act in cases when they hear about sexual misconduct. There's also kind of a partisan charge here. Republicans have been pushing on this, saying that someone in Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office may have known about allegations and that perhaps it should be investigated whether someone in her office didn't do what they should have done. Mm-hmm. It could be that the Ethics Committee is releasing this to clear the air a bit in that case and to show that someone is, in fact, going to delve into this.
Has the House Ethics Committee indicated at all when we might hear something more about their investigation?
No. And anyone knows that with the Ethics Committee, it'll take some time. It could be many months before we hear any kind of results from this investigation.
Okay, Andrea, thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook.